Hello, everyone. It's good to be here. It's a joy to be here. And share the feast with you. You all know that my life has been changed because of my kidney dialysis, where three times a week I have to go in. And it's been a very interesting experience for me. Every 3 months, a social worker comes around to evaluate the mental health of the people who are undergoing kidney dialysis. And that's because there are some people that are getting near suicide because of how their whole life seems to be tied down to a machine. And they have to come in three times a week and for 3.5 hours each time and lie there with their hand where they can't move their arm. They have to keep their arm in a fixed position so the needles stay in the right place. And it's something that some people have difficulty coping with. And so a social worker comes around and has a list of 20 questions, and they want to know the answer in a scale of 1 to 10 to evaluate my mental health. And I tell them, before we get started with the questions, you've got to know something. I grew up as a Jew, and at the age of 24, I started to study the prophecies of the Old Testament about the Messiah. And I recognized finally that the Messiah was Jesus. That's what I recognized. And I said, that has changed my life. And so you can evaluate me all you want, but I have very good mental health. And I have it because Jesus is in me. And he lives. And that's why I asked that song be played. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. That's the song that we just sang. And I asked my son if he would ask Natalie to please sing that song. And so that was a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because he lives. And I want to read Colossians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. For you died, how? In baptism, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, and that's at the second coming, then you also will appear with him in glory. Now, it's a very interesting thing that when I went from Judaism to Christianity, I was at a church that said, let the broadcast do it all. Let the broadcast do it all. They never taught us to evangelize. They never taught us to go out and meet the public. They never taught us how to speak with other people about Christ. And that was a shame. That was a shame on the church that I was in for 9 years. That was terrible. And there are two things that the kidney dialysis has done to me. It has taught me to break out of that shell and to be able to be a witness for Christ to other people. And it's a witness for Christ. The gospel is Christ. Yes, we keep the Sabbath, but the gospel is not the Sabbath. The gospel is Christ. It is his life. And that is the key to mental health. And the title of the message for today is Attaining Mental Health Through Christ, Through Jesus. He is the source of mental health. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And so I have learned through my kidney dialysis, even though I knew after I left the Worldwide Church of God that I should be a witness, I wasn't. And the kidney dialysis taught me to be a witness. And so with the struggle that I've had, I learned something. And through the learning of that, I can be free to continue doing what I'm doing and learning that and being healed. But until I learned that lesson, that lesson helped me grow spiritually. Having the kidney dialysis helped me to grow spiritually. And it taught me to spend a lot of time praying for other people. And so those are two great lessons that I learned. And I had to cry out and ask, what do you want me to know from this? Because it had to have a purpose in me. this kidney dialysis. It had to have a purpose. And I was taught the purpose. I was taught the purpose. And so my life has benefited, and it gives me joy to pray for other people. And it gives me joy, and it gives me peace when I witness. And I didn't know that it can give me joy when I witness to other people about Christ. I look for opportunities now that I never looked for or dreamed of, to say, what can I say to help the person who's next to me about Christ? Yesterday I had an opportunity to speak with another nurse that I never spoke with before in my kidney dialysis. And I spoke about, people are praying for me that I get well. And I am getting better. And I pray for them. Because the scripture says, and I said this to him, it says, pray for one another that you may be healed. And I told that to the nurse yesterday. Told that to the nurse yesterday. And this is an important thing. I want to read 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, I have looked up some of the Greek words, and I don't use the standard translation. I use the meaning of a Greek word. It says in 2 Timothy 1, 6, therefore, I remind you, Paul is writing to Timothy, to fan into flame. That's what the Greek word means, to fan into flame. The gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of, and the Greek word here is only used one time in the entire New Testament here, and I looked up that Greek word. It says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, anxiety, cowardice. It means those three things. God did not give us a spirit of fear, anxiety, cowardice, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And I want to elaborate on those three things that he gave us. Power, and that is miracles beyond normal human strength. That's what he gave us. He gave us miracles beyond normal human strength. When we witness, it's not by human strength, because he teaches us what to say. And second, love. And that's the word agape. And that is a sacrifice of the self. Agape is a sacrifice of the self to help others. That is agape. It is self-sacrifice. And third was a sound mind. A sound mind. A sound mind gives us healthy thoughts, and it helps us to have a healthy body. And so mental health is important, but it comes through Christ. And we have to live it and know it. And so Jesus fans the flame of these qualities in us. And he will do it if we ask. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the compassion of God. And the compassion of God is Jesus in us. And he is compassionate toward us. He is compassionate toward us. To present your bodies a living sacrifice. And that is agape. That is love. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this society, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, and that is test, what is the good and well-pleasing and perfect will of God. The renewing of the mind is spiritual mental health. That's what it is, the renewing of your mind. That is not by human might or power. It comes by being a living sacrifice. I'm going to read now John 14, verses 18 and 19. Jesus said, before he suffered, and that night before he suffered, he said, I will not leave you orphans. Now, what happens to a person who's an orphan? Their parents die, and they're left alone with no one to help. But Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. He said, I will come to you. He said, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live. You will live also. This is a living sacrifice. Because I live, you will live also. Verse 20. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you, and I in you. In other words, he said, I won't leave you orphans, I in you. There are certain things that their mind were not able to grasp yet. And he didn't tell them everything. He spoke the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will be in them. But he said, I will be in you. He living in you would be the Comforter. He living in you would be the Comforter. John 14, verse 27. Peace. Now peace is mental calm and tranquility. No anxiety, no inner turmoil. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. In other words, it's a miracle of the mind that he gives to us as a gift. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He is telling us that he lives in us and he will give us peace, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of what suffering we may go through. I'm going to go to John now, 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. In other words, we are to feel dependent on him, not independent. We should not feel that we are the driver of our own life. We are at the steering wheel. We have to feel Christ is at the steering wheel. We are the branches. He is the vine. We have to feel connected to him. We have to think that we are not orphans. He lives in us. He is our comforter. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Without me you can do nothing. John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. But ask what you desire is not materialism. It is spiritual things. If you ask spiritual things, it will be given to you. It's not materialism. John 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy... And the joy is the beauty of a healthy mind. The beauty of a healthy mind. That is his joy. His joy. May remain in you, that your joy may be full. Your joy may be full. And I want to just tell you, reality is that when I am lying there on the dialysis table 4 hours... and I pray for other people, I have joy. I have joy when I lie there praying for other people. But I had to learn it. It didn't come just poof out of nowhere. I had to learn it. I had to learn it. I didn't know it. I had to learn it. And so it benefited me. It benefited me in a way that I cannot. It's hard to put words to it. Verse 16 of John 16. John 16, 16. A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me. Not by physical sight, by mentally feeling the effect of Christ inside. Because I go to the Father. In other words, he had to be glorified. And then he would live in us after his glorification. John 16, verse 24. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name, that is, by my authority and power. And ask, you will receive, that your joy may be full. In other words, you have mental health. It is God's will that our spiritual requests be fulfilled and that we receive joy from the fulfillment. Joy from the fulfillment. We must be a living sacrifice. John 16, verse 32. Indeed, the hour is coming. Yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. For the Father is with me. Verse 33. These things, warnings in advance, I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. That's take happy courage. I have overcome the world. And he said that because he has overcome the world and he lives in us. We will overcome the world. We are not promised a lack of trials, but we are promised mental peace in him. James 5:16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And that includes mental healing. It includes the healing of the mind. In other words, your depression can go. A healing of the mind. Mental health and physical health go together. Because physical health can destroy mental health, but mental health can bring about physical health. First Corinthians 12:26. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. That's an important principle. We suffer because we pray with the person who's suffering. So if one member suffers, we all suffer with that member. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 12:26. We need to suffer with one another so that we all overcome. Help one another through prayer. A primary key to mental health is Christ. He is the key to mental health. And he said to us, and I say this every time they stick the two needles in me, those tubes, tubular needles. I look the other way, and I say, come to me. That's what he said. He said, and I say, I'm coming to you, who labor and are heavy laden. And I'm looking to you to give me peace and rest when those needles come in. They told me that I can get a salve put on me that numbs the needles. But that salve that puts on me that numbs the needles puts chemicals in me that I don't want. And I said, I don't want those chemicals. I don't want that salve on me. Jesus is my salve. He will give me peace. Don't put chemicals on me. This is a promise, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. It's a promise. And it should be a spiritual tool of coming to him in prayer, that he will give us peace and rest and comfort us. I want to read Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. It says, then he, that's Ezra the priest and scribe, said to the people, and he said this on the first day of the seventh month. And he said on that first day of the seventh month to all the people, don't mourn, be happy, be joyous. He said, this day is holy. And I say to you, this day is holy. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the best, drink the sweet, and send portions to those to whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength. The joy of Yahweh is your strength. And it is. And it's mental health and it's peace. We must seek God's thoughts, not our own thoughts. Not our own thoughts. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, "Great peace have they who love your Torah, your instruction, your law. And nothing, nothing will cause them to stumble." Nothing will cause them to stumble. You know, they may have trials, but they will not stumble. And that means nothing will cause them to be mentally unstable. And so I can pass that test that I get every 3 months when the nurse comes over to evaluate my mental health with flying colors. 1 John 2:1. "My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have a" what? In the Greek it says parakletos. Parakletos. And that word parakletos was used in John 16 several times. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, it is translated the Comforter. The Comforter. And it says here we have an advocate, a parakletos, a comforter, with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That's what it says. In other words, what Jesus said was the parakletos, the comforter, in John 16. In 1 John 2:1, that is said to be Jesus Christ. He is the comforter. He is the comforter. He is the Holy Spirit living in us. And that is the beauty of Him. That is the beauty of Him. You see, it was prophesied in three different places in the Old Testament that the Jews would reject their Messiah. And so they had no choice. Most Jews are going to reject the Messiah because it was prophesied the prophecy has to come to pass. Except some people like myself who would become open-minded. My parents just beat into me, my mother especially, a prejudice against Christianity when I was a child. And it was a prejudice against Christianity. And it took me 9 months of praying to overcome that prejudice. I knew 1 + 1 = 2. I knew that Jesus was the Messiah. But that wasn't good enough for me. I had to get rid of the prejudice. And it took 9 months of prayer to get rid of that prejudice. Minister wanted to baptize me. I said, no, you can't baptize me. I have to get rid of that prejudice first. And 9 months later, I was ready. That's what happened. I'm going to read Proverbs 3, verses 1 and 2. "My son, do not forget my instruction, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you." And the long life is actually eternal life. I'm going to read Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is fixed on you, because he trusts in you." He trusts in you. And I have to trust in him to give me peace, mental peace. He is my peace. Verse 4. "Trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh is your everlasting strength." Your everlasting strength. Isaiah 55. Verse 1. "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat." Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And he will have mercy on him." The Lord will have mercy on him. Return to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. In other words, He could give us His ways if we ask. And if He gives us His ways, we will have peace and we will have joy and we will have mental health. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts and my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And He was talking to people who were sinners that needed His ways and His thoughts. Isaiah was a prophet to help the people. For as the rain comes down and snow from heaven and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give you seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word, and the word is the Logos, Yeshua, Jesus. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And we get mental peace that way. Sometimes I don't listen to the news because the news is not a source of mental health.
Amen.
It isn't. And sometimes I have to shut the radio off and stop listening to the news. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, be of good cheer. If anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You know, one of the things that I do when I sit down, they have a TV set in front of everybody, and it's going and it's playing. And I tell them, I want that TV shut off. Shut it off. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. It interferes with my prayers. And so I'm one of the few people on dialysis that has the TV turned off. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm going to read Proverbs 15, 16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than treasure with great trouble. I'm going to read Proverbs 16, verse 7. It says, when a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. I'm going to read that one more time. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. I'm going to go to Psalm 32. And read verses 10 and 11. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, chesed, will surround him. What is chesed? Chesed has two meanings. And sometimes I don't read it as one word, but I read it as two words because it has two meanings. It means loving kindness. And it means mercy. It means both of those things. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in Yahweh, mercy and loving kindness shall surround him. Be glad in Yahweh and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Verse 7, Psalm 32, verse 7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. I can't sing. My heart can sing, but I don't have a good voice. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. I'm going to go to Psalm 34, verse 7 and 8. The angel of Yahweh encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought Yahweh, and he heard us. He heard me. He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And I want to summarize seven keys to mental health now. Seven keys to mental health. Mental health is the gift of Jesus. It is a miracle. Jesus in you provides the power. Number two, put down, suppress the desires of the flesh, the envy and the cravings, the physical things, and therefore be a living sacrifice by the renewing of the mind of Christ. And number three, believe that Jesus did not leave you an orphan. He is always with you. He said, because I live, you will live also. And that's in this life now. Number four, Jesus wants his joy to be in you. He wants his joy to be in you. That's a key. Number five, pray for one another that you may be healed. Pray for one another that you may be healed. That is a key to mental health. Number six. Remember Matthew 11, 28 through 30. That's a key to mental health. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And number seven. The joy of Yahweh is your strength.